Something coming faster than any of us can imagine and will change our lives in the most dramatic ways is AI.
And while AI used to sound freaky to me and just something that was going to take over my world, it really would have revolutionized my practice had I stuck around. Many of you know, I got so burnt out from charting. It was the big reason I left medicine because I was frustrated with the EMRs, the clunkiness, and the amount of time it took to learn them. Not only that, but not being able to sit and connect with a patient and look them in the eye, like one-on-one while you're actually interacting with them, the whole reason we went into medicine, not to do paperwork.
Yeah, so that's why May and I have started working with Lindy.ai, which is fascinating. They help you produce the most efficient notes, fully customizable, which is different than some other AI products, so you can do what you do best, which is see patients and let the artificial intelligence scribe do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, not only do you get the perfect patient notes the way you want, written in any format, for whatever specialty you're in, and maybe you're in ophthalmology or vet medicine, it will also create the note, scribe and send the patient follow-up instructions, referral letters, consultation notes. It's amazing. Lindy is offering our listeners a 7-day trial to experience the difference of their AI medical scribe. Go sign up at lindy.ai/bsfree to get started. That is Lindy, lindy.ai/bsfree.
Finally, a source of raw, real, and honest information on healthcare issues that matter most. Welcome to BS Free MD. From the latest medical information to how to stay sane as a doctor or a patient, no subject is taboo, no BS is allowed. Now, let's welcome your hosts, Drs. May and Tim Hindmarsh.
And we're back, dropping a little truth. Serum dripping your way.
Or it could be a truth balm where you rub it on your skin.
You're a big fan of balms lately.
Because it's a healing balm.
Well, let's put a little ointment on this big owie. All right. Tim wants to call this emotional continence, or as I like to say, what?
I don't know. You like to say it, but you can't say it. Emotions are ruling the world.
Yes. There you go. I just had a little brain infarct. What is going on in the world where it's all about emotions? Everything is, I'm triggered, it's hurting my feelings. Everything is run by feelings, including gender, what we feel like inside, to someone says something that's hurting your feelings, or you're offended. I can't even stand the O word anymore. I don't even want to say it to me.
I don't care if you're offended. That's your problem, not mine.
What is
deal with you?
That we are letting people's emotions just splatter all over the world and everyone else.
Okay. Well, I liken this to learning how to go to the potty. We are all born incontinent. We all poo and pee our pants and need diapers until we're 2 or 3 years old. And we understand that the appropriate place to take a dump is not behind the sofa. In your pants.
You could have just used the analogy that kids are also emotionally incontinent. Well, they cry, scream, they throw a hissy fit when they don't get their way.
I'm getting there. Right. And then you learn that like the toilet is actually a way better place and it's less stinky and I don't have like a big, you know, pile of fudge in my drawers. Unless you're the president. That's a different story. I shall not go into that. So here's the deal. Is that we are raising people that every single emotional pain is to be indulged and explored and dealt with. It's not. Some emotional things are to be entirely ignored, suppressed, denied, whatever word you want to put. If someone cuts you off in traffic and you're super scared and pissed off because they might have driven you into the, you know, a concrete abutment, the solution to that problem is to ignore it. And to realize, thank God I'm alive. People make mistakes. We're driving a gajillion miles an hour on a freeway that's completely overcrowded. This is a logical thing that's going to happen every once in a while. Indulging that makes the entire world more dangerous. You chase them down, you cut them off, you get, trust me, I've done it. It's really bad and it can kill you and other people. It doesn't make sense. That's an emotion that needs to be completely ignored. And then there's emotions that need to be explored, not ignored. If you have suffered a trauma, if you have been abused, do you indulge those emotions? No, but you need to go through them and understand them and figure all of that out so that you can come to resolution of the trauma, like grief. I don't understand what it was like for my mother to lose a partner of 65 years when my father died. It's inconceivable. It's completely inconceivable to me. What is that grief like? I don't know. But I do know that it has to be walked through. That you'll never get over that loss, but you will get through it. That means that it's very painful and you need to feel it. That's so, what sadness is made for. It's made for those kind of losses. It makes us a better person to be able to walk through that kind of loss. So that's an emotion that needs to be explored and not ignored. But we have an entire generation of people that are pooping their emotional pants and they're walking around us with stinky, filthy diapers, expecting us to indulge their filth. And I say, no, if you're offended by something we say, that's not my problem because I'm not here to intentionally offend anyone. If you take offense, you took it, you own it, deal with your own shitty diaper.
Yeah, that's the problem amongst people today with emotions and feelings is knowing what's appropriate to feel and what is something you can't take on for somebody else. So exactly what you said about driving the car or somebody else has a bad attitude in the store or whatever, and they freak out. You don't get to own that. They might be acting out. But if you take offense or it's hurting your feelings, now you're just taking on someone else's problems, bad attitude, bad day, whatever, has nothing probably to do with you in the first place. You're just a bystander of their flailing emotions.
I almost got a felony for doing this. Legitimately, like a felony, like where I would, every single time I would get a medical job, I would have to tick the felony box and explain how I was an emotionally incompetent dipshit when I was 18. Because somebody flipped me off when we were water skiing and they were rowing their little skull. And we turned the boat around back and went past them and I sprayed them. And it became this massive court case. And it was on television and it was completely crazy how this turned out. What was the appropriate response? Ignore them, they're assholes.
Right.
They don't deserve any of your emotional energy. Ignore them. Yeah, but they're what? It doesn't matter what they are. It matters your response. I just read today in Viktor Frankl's book, The Man's Search for Meaning. And I'm still in the first half, which is all his concentration camp experiences. And he talks about how there's people that in the absolute midst of the most most inconceivable suffering you can think of, still would give their own bread away to their friends before they would eat it. And he said it convinced them of one thing. Even in the face of the most inhumane inhumanity, humans still have the ability to choose how they respond to it. Okay, let that sink in. Even in the worst possible, most unjust situation you can imagine, we all still have the ability to choose how we respond to it. And apparently, when I'm 18, when someone flips me off, that's spraying them.
However, on the other side of things, there are times when emotional response is not only appropriate, but needed. And I guess, like you said, you know, grief, the loss of someone, reacting to a situation, an event that's hurtful, joyful, learning how to be appropriately and emotionally engaged in those situations and what's not appropriate. I don't know. How do we, I guess it starts at home by teaching our children appropriate emotional responses.
Yeah, it's a balance. You know, what's balance? I don't know. No one does. But I mean, you try to achieve most of it. Like, it's like when King David was dancing and his wife, Michael, was freaked out because he looked like a fool. Well, he had been this amazing conqueror and he was leading, you know, his people in this amazing dance. Well, that was this unbelievably demonstrative expression of emotion. And we still have to feel things, but how we feel them and how we express them is the issue. If you come home from work and you had a super bad day and you got cut off a million times and all that, you know, the solution is not yelling at your kids or your wife and kicking the dog. You may need to do some other thing to express that because you can't hold it in. I get that. That's called emotional continence. If you've had 4 bran muffins and 3 espressos, the solution is not to shit your pants. It's to find a toilet. And we need to find some emotional toilets in this country before all of our heads explode because, you know, everyone is triggered by everyone else's nonsense because somebody you don't know that may be a bot from God knows what country just triggered you on your, you know, social media feed. I mean, you want to talk about insanity. That's insanity.
Well, if you're looking to social media to meet your emotional needs, that's where the problem starts.
You think?
On that note, learn when to wear a diaper, when to shed the diaper, and what the diaper's for. And
find an emotional toilet, please, for the love of heaven.
All right. Clean bombs away on this one.
I love that.
It's no secret that medicine is a bit, uptight. That's why Tim and I created BS Free MD, to mix things up a little and have fun in the process. Besides, we are having these exact same discussions all the time, so we thought we might as well invite everyone to the party. If you really like us, you can get plenty more and maybe see one of Tim's cool tattoos on our Instagram or Facebook pages at BS Free MD. See you next time.
While we try to keep BS Free MD as raw and real as possible, we can't be held responsible for any medical decisions or discussions had as a result of what you've heard on the show. We know, bummer. But the truth is, we really do care about your questions. So feel free to reach out to us by email at doc@bsfreemd.com.